Blog Talk Radio.
Second here, and let me figure out what's going on. let's see. See if I can get some other people in there. So there's Sister Mary, Sister Denise. All right. And I apologize, my sisters. I had to reboot this server at the last minute. Are you there? Can you hear me? All right, are you able to hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah. All right, let me help them to get on. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Can I be heard in the room? Sister Lorraine, are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just logged on.
Okay, Sister Mary, are you able to hear me now? Sister Denise?
Hello?
Shalom, are you able to hear?
Where's all the mic?
I'm talking to you. You're in the right room.
We're in the right room?
Yes. Sister Lorraine, say something, see if they can hear you.
Something, can you hear me? Anyway, echo. Oh, I got my phone in. I got my phone
in. All right, hold on. All right, let me put on some music while I do this online.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
You go.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, we're having some technical difficulties online. We'll be running a little bit late this morning, so I'm going to play some music while we get this sorted out, and we'll get this Sabbath started.
Keeping us safe and carrying us for another opportunity to bring you this offering, God. This offering is only powerful if you receive it. So we're going to check our hands and hearts right now. Just make sure that they're clean. Make sure that they're pure. And we thank you, God, that we don't achieve pure hands and clean hearts by our own righteousness. By the work that you have done, the finished work. So our eyes are on that. Our focus is on that. We are performing for you. We're not trying to move anybody else's heart tonight. And I thank you, even as we said last night, I'm already yours, so I don't even have to perform in that sense. But there is something like a little kid going, Dad, look what I could do. That is just so necessary right now. So take all restrictions off of us, all second guessing off of us, and just, here's this offering, light the fire to it and let it reach you in a sweet and smelling way, all right? We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. You're so good, Lord. You're so good to us. Thank you, God, for your favor upon us, for your life in us. Just take a moment. Come on, fill this room and just tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, open your mouth right now just for a moment. Come on. Come on, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, yeah. Oh, be exalted, God, be exalted, God, yeah, yeah. Worthy, 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 worthy. Let everything loose. Lift up your hands as high as they can go. Come on. Take them up. Take them up. Take them up. This is a sign of surrender, God. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you want to accomplish tonight.
Can you hear me?
Glory, 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 glory
Can you hear me?
The mic is not on.
It's low.
I can't even seem to adjust it.
Nope.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Can I be heard?
Real low.
Okay, I'm trying to get it to come up, but it's not even letting me do that.
Okay, your mic is on now.
All right, can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm still low?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Mic is all the way up. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so let me. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. All right, let's do this. Just go ahead and call into the show. Because this is, I don't know what's going on here.
All right.
Okay.
All right, yeah, just call in. Okay. All right, Shalom. I think we're waiting on Sister Mary to call in. Can you call her and make sure she knows to call in? Oh, there she is. All right. I apologize. I don't know what the heck got into the server. But it's not syncing up anything. It's not syncing up the audio. The first time that you guys came in, I was there. I could hear you, but you guys couldn't hear me.
Right.
Right.
And so then from there, it just got progressively worse. So I'm going to have to end up looking and seeing what the heck has happened. Like something happened someplace else. Something else that it's using. But anyway, we'll have to do it this way for today. So let me bring up my documents here because I got everything here to go online right now. Let me redo this on this end. Let me bring up the statement of faith. So again, my apologies, but yeah, I don't know what's gotten into the server or servers.
Maybe it's the heat.
You know, it could be storms. It could be, I don't know what it is. It is just not acting the way that it should at all. It's like something got changed, but I didn't change anything. Well, I might have to look and see if it got hacked.
Ooh.
That's possible.
That is possible.
That's possible. Yeah. So yeah, let me find this stuff here and then let me bring it up and we'll go ahead and proceed. Or maybe the enemy don't want me to do this precept. I don't know. This one right here, this particular precept, you know, this is really coming against a doctrine that the church is teaching. That the church is teaching that when I actually delved into this and looked at it at length, you know, the Most High said it really comes down to one. It really comes down to something really simple, and what they're doing. So you know, we're gonna go forward anyway. And a statement of faith. Come on. Okay. All right, and then I need the precept for tonight. Okay, there's the precept for tonight. All right, let's go ahead and get this started. I apologize to everybody who was called in previously. Or you're listening on the internet, we have had some technical difficulties and we are almost 30 minutes in. So we're going to go ahead and start. I hope you join us in progress. Let me welcome you all to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. I'm Brother Miles and we wish to greet you in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say welcome once again. If you are, I don't know if I can edit this and edit out the first 30 minutes and then load it back up for the, you know, what's stored online, I'll have to see. But we want to welcome everybody in Blog Talk and Pal Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be listening at, whether you're in North America or South America, on the African continent, in the Middle East, in the Far East, in the European theater, in the communist countries that are listening. We pray that you are able to hear us well and that you're receiving this broadcast. And we want to say happy Sabbath to everyone. I'm going to go ahead because we are 30 minutes behind, and I'm going to go ahead and ask the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads, and let us do our statement of faith and do the sounding of the shofar, and then we will jump into this precept. As I said, it seems like the enemy doesn't really want this one taught, but we're going to teach it anyway because this is critical to, I believe, every saint walk, especially to the quote-unquote Christian, and I said I was going to stop saying it this way, but I'm trying to think of a better way to say it, to the church at large who believes that Messiah is our Sabbath rest. As, you know, the more I heard this, you know, and I know some pastors that teach it, I know part of my family, my blood family, believes in this doctrine. And, you know, I've always told them that, you know, it doesn't say that in the scriptures, but I've never taken the time to actually go and tear it down. And so as the Most High, as I was studying on something else, the Most High brought this back into my mind and then just laid it out for me in the scriptures and what it really comes down to. So, you know, without any further ado, our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3. Verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. We just lift you up and we glorify you on today. Oh, Yah Elohim, you are our Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself. And Father, our worship and our praise will we not give to another, but we only will worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. And Father, we ask that you will go before us on this day, Father, and that you will bless us in all that we do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for keeping us all safe this week, Father, and for making sure that all of our needs are met, and we just give you glory and honor on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 10,000 praises to you, O Yah Elohim. 10,000 praises to you.
Hallelujah.
You are our Elohim. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. In spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you. And, Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And this will be our testimony, that we will not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, But this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, a spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that are called in Mashiach, that they would hear your voice. Come and obey your statutes, your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work into the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of Exodus. And we're running late, so we're just going to read, we're actually going to read Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. And this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. We are going to go ahead and jump into this precept. Let me get my glasses. And as I said, as I was studying, I was actually doing a study on the sanctuary and breaking down, you know, as we broke down the elements of the sanctuary before, you know, the altar of sacrifice, the laver that you bathe in, the golden candlestick, all the different pieces of the sanctuary. And I was looking at really studying to identify the Ark of the New Covenant so I could clearly define it. And then as I was doing research, you know, on the different kings, the different kingdoms that came against, that are were supposed to come up in the world, and those that came against Israel, the Most High just put it in my spirit and said, look at them saying that Messiah is, you know, the Sabbath rest. Like, okay, so let me look into this. And I start, you know, looking at that doctrine. And part of that doctrine and what we're going to be looking at tonight is that one of the things that Paul, the accusations that Paul makes in Romans chapter 10, he says, did not Israel know? You know, because Israel lost its job as the priesthood and had to be grafted back in and, you know, still get to get that job back, but Israel lost the job, and the gospel went out to the nations, to the church, to the Gentile nations, to the, I'm just going to say church at this point. I'm going to have to ask the Most High for a better way to say this so that I can distinguish in the message. Because when I, you know, we are the church and we are the Christian church, and there should not be any, there should not be derogatory in any way. But the worldly, maybe I need to say it that way, the worldly Christian church that does not obey his voice, that does not keep his commandments, and still calls himself Christian, it's like the Hebrews who are out there cussing people out and, you know, giving Hebrews a bad name. These worldly Christians are not obeying the voice of the Most High and feeling that they don't have to keep his commandments. And so when we say Christian, a lot of times, you know, it can have a derogatory or a negative connotation to it. But the truth of the matter is, the true meaning of that word is to be Christ-like or trying to become Christ-like. And you are a Christian, and it should not be derogatory but a badge of honor. So when I say Christian, I'm talking about those people who are obeying his commandments, obeying his voice. keeping his laws, keeping his status. That's who I'm talking to when I say Christians. In the positive. Now, when I'm saying it in the derogatory, I'm talking about those people who feel like all they got to do is believe. And then the subject tonight is Messiah, our Sabbath rest, which is what they're teaching, but the way that they're teaching it is they're teaching it that their Sabbath rest is that they have to cease from their labors, but all of their labors that they're trying to cease from are trying to be holy. They have to redefine the word holy, trying to be righteous. Because if they try to be righteous, you know, according to their understanding of trying to keep the law, okay, and that's really what it comes down to. They don't want to keep the law. So that's what they're ceasing from in their understanding that Messiah is their rest, that he fulfilled the law and they don't have to keep it. Okay, but what I'm going to show tonight is that Paul, in the same doctrines that they're using, the Most High showed me that all we got to do is, this is a really simple matter. Okay, because he makes the accusation against Israel. And so all we got to do, if we want to know what's wrong, is look and see what we did. And how can, you know, they come with a different doctrine, but still use at the same time, you know, the same scriptures to bash Israel, but then don't do what Israel failed to do. They want to say it's by faith, but what they are putting their faith in is that the Most High is God, but not in that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. They don't have to obey his laws, in other words. They don't have to be obedient. So the way this has come to me and the way I've labeled this is, and I pray that you follow along and that you write these scriptures down for yourself, no matter where you're listening from, that you write these scriptures down for yourself. And then you go in and look at that doctrine of Messiah, our Sabbath rest, because this is a doctrine of men and not of the Most High. It's not the Most High's teaching. It's men cherry-picking the scriptures to come up with a doctrine that conflicts with the word of the Most High. And so as I saw this, it took me, I think, maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes to lay this out. After, you know, he starts showing it to me and saying, this is what you need to look at. Okay. So the name of this precept is Messiah, our Sabbath rest, a doctrine of men and not of Yah. And the subtitle is, Did Not Israel Know? And you have to ask yourself, what did Israel know? Because this, let's read a couple of verses before, you know, I jump into this, you know, both feet. Go to Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. And the Most Messiah says, But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Because, see, this doctrine that Messiah is our Sabbath rest is a doctrine of men. It's not what he taught. It's not what the apostles taught. It is the twisting of the scriptures to keep, to stay away from having to do, to keep the law. That's what it's all about. And so he says that in vain do they worship him. Now let's see how that is. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. The book of Romans chapter 10. And let's get verse 19. Because this is a verse that, you know, they will bring up and say, you know, Israel walked in unbelief, and the scripture says Israel walked in unbelief. You can't argue that. But what didn't they believe, number one, and what did they know, number two? So it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 19, but I say, did not Israel know? And then Moses makes an accusation. First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are a people, by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. Now, we know that this people who are not a people is the church, and it's the Gentile churches. When I'm saying Gentile, in this case, I'm not just talking about the seed of Japheth, but I'm talking about all the world, all the other nations that are not Israel, that don't follow the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. Okay, they don't feel like they're up under his law. As I'm defining Gentiles tonight, Gentile nations. This is Gentiles, this is Semitics, this is Japhetics, this is Hebrews that don't believe in Messiah. All of these people who are not walking in the truth, okay, they have to ask themselves, did not Israel know? And so you have to ask yourself, what is Paul saying? What did Israel know? So let's go find out. Because Israel knew something that they didn't do. And then we have to understand then, if Israel knew something that they didn't do, then they walked in what? Disobedience. And this is what the Most High has always been angry at with Israel for, is walking in disobedience. So disobedience to what? Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to start with verse 5. And we're going to get verses 5 through 7. Because we've got to understand the nature of man. And the nature of man has not changed from the time that the Most High destroyed the world in the flood until today. It has not, the nature of man hasn't changed. Man didn't all of a sudden become righteous. Man didn't all of a sudden, you know, want to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments, the ordinances of the Most High. But man has always wanted to do what man wanted to do. And they just find different ways of saying it, but that's what they want to do. So Genesis chapter 6, starting in verse 5. And Elohim saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Yah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repents me that I have made them. So because of the wickedness of man's heart, and because he always thought of evil continually, Most High found one man in his family and saved 8 souls through the flood. But some of his sons were doing wickedness too. But because of Noah, the Most High saved his sons and their wives. And when they came out of the flood, one of his sons immediately sinned. Noah was drunk. Because when he came off the ark, first thing Noah did was got some wine and got drunk. Fell asleep. Said that his son, Ham, came and did something to him. Now, it doesn't say that it was a sexual act, but, you know, you have to ask yourself. If you're super drunk to the point that you have fallen out, anybody that's ever been drunk and fallen out, you know you can fall out and don't know what's going on. Okay? Just like when Lot's daughters got him drunk and both of them laid with him. One night, one got him drunk, laid with him. The next night, the other one got him drunk and laid with him. And it said he didn't perceive when they came and laid down with him and when they got up. So when Noah came off the ark, it says that he got drunk. and he was out, you know, he was out. And then it says the next day he knew what his son had done unto him. Now, if you're drunk and somebody comes into the room and just looks at you, you don't know it. They didn't do anything to you. You don't know that they came and saw you. Maybe you were butt naked. You know, you got drunk and got out of your clothes. You're not going to wake up and know who saw you. So it's not talking about that. But if somebody physically did something to you, and you wake up like, whoa, what's up with this? And you knew one of your sons had the proclivity, had that nature in him. And he said you knew what his son had done to him. You know, that leads you to some things that you might say, Okay, but he knew what his son had done to him. So immediately sin enters back into the world. But the Most High said that he would not destroy the world again by water. And so he didn't curse Ham, but he cursed Canaan, one of his descendants. Okay, so we have sin, we have that nature still in man, that nature that he had before the flood. And it's going to just multiply in the earth as man begins to multiply. Man doesn't become more righteous, and man doesn't keep the statute, laws, and commandments of the Most High, his ordinances, by nature, still, after the flood. So they still got this nature of Genesis 6, chapter 5, verses 7, 5 through 7. Their thoughts are still evil continually. And it was only really one righteous man at the most found, and that was Noah. So for Noah's sake, he saved his sons and his wife and their wives and started over. So we got to understand that this is the nature of man. Okay, even after the flood. And they are multiplying in the earth. And like I said, from, you know, almost day one, Ham does something to Noah and gets his descendants, Canaan, cursed. Okay. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 14. Because in the New Testament, in Romans, these verses are quoted. Okay? These verses are quoted by Paul. But Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 14. But the word is very nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. What word is he talking about? He's talking about the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the ordinance, the judgments of the Most High. The word is very nigh thee. Moses had just given it to them. Even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. Now, when this is quoted, let's go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith is, if you... The Most High told Israel, if you keep my commandments, they shall give you life. If you do all these commandments and these judgments and these statutes, they will give you life. This is what Israel knew and didn't do it. So when he says in verse 19, did not Israel know? They knew because it was given to them. the commandments of the Most High, his laws, his statutes, his commandments. It's the same thing that he's saying in Romans chapter 8. The Messiah didn't come for people to die for people's sins, for transgressing the law of the Most High, for people to go back and do what? Transgress the laws of the Most High. And they were supposed to keep them by faith in Messiah, that the work that he did cleansed them of their sin. That's what they were supposed to, that's what every Christian is supposed to understand, that Messiah came and died for your sins, the transgression of the Most High's laws, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances. This is what he died for. So he said, the word is very nigh thee, even in thy mouth. So the word of faith was Israel didn't operate out of faith. Israel operated out of unbelief. They didn't believe what the Most High said. It was given to them, and they knew it, but they didn't believe it. They didn't operate in it. So you want to know what you're supposed to do for salvation? He tells you, did not Israel know? What did Israel know? Let's continue. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And we're going to start in verse 14. We were reading this, but we're going to read down some through verse 20. Because we've got to understand that the Most High doesn't change. He doesn't give confusing and conflicting orders, and he's not giving one set of orders to one set of people and a different set of orders to another people. So when Paul says, did not Israel know, then let's look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 14. Starting in verse 14, we're going to read down through verse 20. Let's see. But the word is very nigh thee, unto thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. If you follow the commandments, in that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. Did not Israel know? What do you think the church is supposed to know? What do you think the believing body is supposed to know? They're supposed to know to love Elohim, to walk in his way, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. Messiah came to bring it back so that the church is able to do that through Messiah and the work that he did. You mean I got a clean slate and I can start over and the Most High is not going to remember any of that old stuff? Did not Israel know? This is what they knew. Verse 17. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. That means you're not going to be keeping the commandments of the Most High. You're going to be listening to what somebody else says, to what some other deity says, what they require of worship, what they require for you to serve them. The Most High says, you want to serve me, you want me to be your God, then you got to love me. You got to walk in my ways, and you got to keep my commandments. You got to keep my statutes. statutes and my judgments, that you may live. Other than that, if you say you belong to me and you don't do these things, I'm going to kill you. That was the choice. I set before you life and good. You receive life if you do good, and death if you do evil. And Israel didn't want to obey. Israel didn't believe that he was serious about this. Even no matter how many times, how many people he killed, they still walked in unbelief. So the church has to ask itself, what did Israel know? They knew what the Most High required. Love him. Walk in his ways. Keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. That's what Israel knew, but they didn't do. They walked in unbelief. See, you can know something and not believe it. Yeah, I know that's what it says, but I don't believe it. This is what Israel was at. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other Elohims and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and they shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I'm telling you what gives you life and what gives you death. You want life? Obey the commandments, the statutes, laws, and the judgments of the Most High. You want death? Disobey them. Continue to do evil. This is what Israel knew. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. Choose life. Choose life by loving the Most High Elohim. Choose life by keeping his commandments, his statutes, his judgments. Choose life. Don't choose death. Because you only got two choices. You got a choice of choosing life, and you got a choice of choosing death. Only two choices you have, and this is what Israel knew. Now, when it comes to Messiah and it comes into, accepting the salvation and the redemption of Messiah, then the world wants to accept that redemption, but they don't want to do what Israel knew to do, knew they were supposed to do, but didn't do. They have turned around and done exactly what Israel did. Walked in unbelief. We don't believe we got to keep those commandments. We don't believe we got to keep those statutes. We, Messiah, fulfilled all that. We rest in him. No, you still got to do it. You still got to keep them. Can't walk in lawlessness and then say you belong to the Most High. Can't say you love him and do not what he says to do. So he told them, did not Israel know? They knew. They walked in unbelief. The church turns around and spins this thing that Messiah fulfilled everything and they don't have to do anything but believe on Messiah. And so they're saying they're resting in him. And so we don't even have to keep the Sabbath day because he fulfilled all that stuff and we're resting in him. We're resting from our labors. Because Israel, what they say is that Israel tried hard to keep the law and wasn't able to. It wasn't about Israel not being able to. Israel just didn't do it. And the Most High said, this is what required. I told them what gives them life and what gives them death. And they did not do it. Not that they couldn't do it. They just didn't do it. And it got them broken off. And so we got to understand when the church comes up and says, well, we're resting in Messiah. And we're resting from our labors. We're not trying to be righteous. Messiah was righteous for us. Then are you trying to use Messiah to do whatever you want to do and stay the way that you are and kind of do some good works here or there and say that you're all good because you believe on Messiah? But if you believed on Messiah and the works that he did, then you would understand when he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And how do you say you love me and do not what I say to do? He never told us to disobey the commandments of the Most High. He didn't say that. And he didn't let Paul or anybody else say that. He uses Israel as the example. Did not Israel know what to do? Now Messiah has come and all of a sudden his church, his body don't know what to do. His church don't know to love him and to love the Most High, to keep his commandments, his judgments and his statutes, and to teach the opposite. We ain't got to do nothing. Messiah did it all for us. Messiah came and showed us the way. And then he laid down his life and paid the ultimate price to pay the price for us so that we could start off with a clean slate. But we are still responsible for our own actions. So when we teach men that they don't have to do anything, that they don't have to keep the laws, keep the commandments, keep the statutes, that we walk in Messiah. You don't walk in Messiah if you're walking disobedient. You don't walk in Messiah if you're not keeping the commandments. You don't walk in Messiah if you can't say you love the Most High and you don't obey his voice. You can't say that he's your rest from keeping, from doing righteousness is what they're saying. We are resting from doing, from trying to be righteous. When the Most High says, that's what I want you to be, is righteous. Now we're resting from that. Messiah did all that for us. Foolishness. Israel knew. And it was recorded against them. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, Israel. I call heaven and earth to record this day against the church, against the worldly church that don't believe that it has to keep the statutes, the laws, and the commandments of the Most High. Messiah didn't come and die for that. He didn't give you rest from trying to be righteous. He gave you rest from trying to be, from trying to do wickedness, from being evil. That's what he gave you rest from. because that was your nature, to think evil continually, always what you can get over with, always what you can do to satisfy yourself. Let's look at this a little bit further. Verse 20, that thou mayest love Yahdai Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. This is what the church is supposed to know, the worldly church, those that are saying that they are not up under the law. In the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which I swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So Israel knew that they had to obey the commandments of the Most High. They had to choose life. Life was keeping his commandments, loving him, walking in his ways, keeping his commandments and his statutes. Death was doing the opposite of that, not doing it. Go to Leviticus chapter 10. The book of Leviticus, chapter 10, starting in verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereupon and offered strange fire before Yah, which he commanded them not. They were what? Disobedient. This is something that Yah had not commanded them to do at that time. And there went out fire from Yah and devoured them, and they died before Yah. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is that Yah spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh unto me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. So Yah, Nadab and Abihu, they burned fire, strange fire, incense at the wrong time, and Yah burns them up. And he says, I will be sanctified in those that come near to me. In other words, the closer you get to the Most High, the more perfect he expects for you to behave. These men were supposed to do these duties perfectly. And two of them didn't do it and got burnt up. Let's continue. And Moses called Mishael and Elisaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near and carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, don't tear your clothes, lest you die, and lest the wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yah has kindled. So his brothers, hey, don't y'all rend y'all clothes because Yah just burnt up your brothers for being disobedient. Let your brethren, the house of Israel, bewail their death. But you are close to the Most High, and you knew what was supposed to happen. Your brothers didn't do it. They were disobedient. You better not uncover your head. You better not come out of your place, in other words. You are in the role of a priest right now, and you are in your duties. You better maintain. Do right. Do what the Most High has said. Choose life. Because if you come out of your place, you're going to die too. You are out of order, and the Most High don't play that. So don't uncover your heads. Don't rend your clothes. Don't tear your clothes off, you know, in anguish because your brothers just got burnt to a crisp. They were disobedient. This is to show you better do what you were told to do and do it perfectly, exactly how you were told to do it, when you were told to do it, how you were told to do it, what you were told to do. This is what Israel knew. The Most High showed them by example. You don't just come close to me and do whatever you want to do. You don't come close to me and treat me any kind of way. You sure are not going to come close to me and be disobedient. So the closer you are to the Most High, the more obedient he expects for you to be. This is what Israel knew. This is what the Most High showed them. And how is it that the church doesn't know? How is it that the church thinks that they can rest being in disobedience to the Most High, and we're going to hide behind Messiah? Messiah is going to say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. You can't hide behind me with that stuff. I died for you to come from out of that. I died and paid the price for you that you deserve, and then you're going to turn around. You're not going to even look at Israel. You're just going to say you're going to take their place. And you're going to do the same exact thing that they did. You're going to walk in unbelief and say you have faith. The word is in your mouth, just like it was in Israel's mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. But now your faith is not in bulls and goats, but it's in Messiah. And so you're going to say, we rested from all our labors. We ain't got to try to be good and keep all those laws like Israel did. We ain't got to try to be good and keep all those statutes and those ordinances like Israel did. Yes, you do. And you're not trying to keep none of it. Matter of fact, you're teaching the doctrines of men over the word of the Most High. And it's not acceptable with him. Let's continue. So we're just looking at how strict the Most High is. And this is what Israel knew. And Moses said unto Aaron, unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yah hath kindled. And you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. Always, you get be disobedient, you die. For the anointing oil of Yah is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And Yah spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. You don't come clear, you don't come close to the Most High BSing around. You don't come in talking about you talking for him and you've been drinking. You're going to minister for him and you've been drinking. He says, don't do it. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, that you may put a difference between holy and unholy. This is what Israel knew. That you may put a difference between holy and unholy, and between clean or unclean and clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yah has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. This is what Israel knew. The Most High told them how to operate around him, what things are required, the way to behave. Did not Israel know? that if you are disobedient to the Most High, you die? They were told, you keep my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my judgments, my ordinances, and you shall live. They are good for you. They will give you life. You disobey them, you die. In some instances, immediately. And see, that's the problem today, because we don't see judgment come right away. We don't see it come immediately. We think that, you know, hey, we're okay. We are teaching, the churches are teaching the commandments of men, the doctrines of men, over the word of the Most High. And he gives them the classic example. Did not Israel know? And Israel still walked in unbelief. So the church don't want to keep the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the ordinances, the judgments of the Most High. They don't want to keep them. So they say, hey, Messiah fulfilled all that. And they start twisting those verses up and say, we're resting in him. But you will not find anywhere in the scripture where it says that Messiah is their Sabbath rest. They are taking some scriptures and developing a concept, the doctrine of men, to teach this. And then they're teaching all of man who listens to them that, hey, you rest in Messiah. And you don't have to keep this stuff. All you got to do is love the Most High and love your fellow man. And it's all good. No, it's more than just that. That on those two principles rests all the laws of the Most High. That's the foundation. All the other laws rest on top of that. Oh, no, we just want to do those two and forget all those other laws, all those other commandments, all those other statutes that rest upon those two. So we got laws that concern the Most High. We got laws concerning your fellow man. Those are foundational. But Messiah himself said that all of the rest of the law rests on those two foundations, those two laws. Not that those are the only two laws, the only two commandments. So they are doing what they want to do, and they are teaching the doctrines of men. So all they got to do is just answer, what did Israel know? Because he said, did not Israel know? And the answer is yes. Israel knew and didn't do it. So the church want to be better than Israel? Do it. We can't say that we are saved today, filled with the Spirit of the Most High, and disobey his commandments, disobey his laws, disobey his statutes and his judgments, his ordinances, as he has them written today. Don't want to keep his Sabbath. So let's look at something else that Israel knew. Because he tells, telling the church, telling the world, through Paul, did not Israel know? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. And we're going to start with verse 1. And we want to look at, this is the prophet and this the people coming in and crying to Isaiah. They want an audience with the Most High. They want Isaiah to speak to the Most High for them. Okay? So they're coming in, they're petitioning Isaiah. Let's look at this conversation. Isaiah chapter 58, starting in verse 1. Cry aloud, fear not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, their offenses, their breaking of my commandments. Show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim. Now this sounds exactly like the church today. The worldly church, seeking after the Most High daily, inquiring about his ways as if they did righteousness, as if they followed his law, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, as if they took up his ordinances, not forsook them, they never took them on. They ask me of ordinances of justice. They delight in approaching unto Elohim. Now, he's accusing Israel of this. You approaching me like you got a right to approach me, as though you do righteousness. And the worldly church is approaching the Most High as though they have a right to approach him, as though they are doing righteousness, and at the same time saying, we don't have to keep his law. We are lawless. That's the definition of unrighteous. And approaching him as though they have a right and saying that they take delight in approaching him in that condition. And the Most High is saying this, prophet, tell them, how are as it is that you think that you can approach me as though you have a right to approach me and you walk in unrighteousness? You don't have a right to approach me and ask anything. Hear what this conversation is saying. Verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted? Now they're asking the Most High this. Why have we fasted, they say, and you see not? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no knowledge? Behold, now the Most High is going to answer. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, to smite with the fist of wickedness, and you shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. You fast and so that I'll hear your voice, but you fast in wickedness. You fast and you don't even do righteousness. And you coming before me like you got a right to come before me. Hear what he's saying. Verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes up under him? Will you call this a fast, an acceptable day to Yah? Now, this looks like it's talking about the Day of Atonement. But he's really talking about you coming before him anytime in unrighteousness. But he's using the fast as the example. Because they were fasting so that their voice could be heard in heaven. So that the Most High would pay attention to them as though they did righteousness. But all of the times they were being lawless. But they want to hear from the Most High. This is the condition that the church, the worldly church, is in. The one that don't believe that it's got to obey the laws of the Most High. The ones that believe that they are resting in Messiah. And if they got an excuse to not obey. We just try to be good and be good to our brother and love the Most High. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, no, we don't want to keep those commandments. That's for Israel. We don't want to keep those. But we love you. And we're going to rest in Messiah. And Messiah's going to look at him and say, get away from me. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. Let's keep reading. Verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Stop doing wickedness. Take a fast from sinning. Did not Israel know this? To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. That you break every yoke. Is not this the fast that I've called for? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Stop keeping everything for yourself. Stop only thinking about you. There's less fortunate out there than you. Didn't I tell you to stop thinking about yourself? To let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. I told you to take a fast from sin. I told you to take a fast from just thinking about yourself. That's all you do. Take a break. Fast from it. Fast from wickedness. Do some righteousness. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? Look out for your brother. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness, thy lawfulness shall go before thee. The glory of Yah shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and Yah shall answer. You want to hear from on high? Take a fast from doing wickedness. Take a fast from doing unrighteousness. Take a fast from not loving your brother the way I said love him. Take a fast from being self-centered, only thinking about you. Is not this the fast that I've called for? Because your nature, your thoughts are to do evil continually. Can you take a break from it? Oh, no, we ain't got to do that. We're resting in Messiah. He's our rest. Even so much, we ain't got to even keep your Sabbath day. We'll make it whatever day we want. And then we'll do what we want on it. keep reading. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And Yah shall guide thee continually. I'll hear you. I will guide you. If you take a fast from being lawless, and I will guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, take a fast from breaking my Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. You saying that you seeking after me, but you worshiping me on a day. I didn't tell you to worship me on and to change to. I didn't tell you to keep to remember the first day of the week and keep it holy. What did Israel know? Did not Israel know? Yes, because the Most High told them. How the church going to not know? How the worldly church going to not know? Because they don't want to know. They want to be an entity unto themselves and still say that they belong to Messiah. Still say that they're loved of him. Teaching for doctrine, the doctrine of men. Let's continue in this. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Did not Israel know this? Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of Yah has spoken it. So how the church, the worldly church, the one that don't want to keep the law, the one that want to go to church on Sunday, the first day of the week, the one that don't want to honor his Sabbath, don't want to obey his voice, don't want to keep his commandments, how in the world are they saying they worship and serving the God, the Elohim of this Bible? How are they saying they're resting in Messiah, that Messiah is their Sabbath rest, when the only thing they're resting from is being lawful, being righteous? Because the Most High defines that. They are doing the exact opposite of what he wants. The exact opposite of what he wants. He said, Israel knows. Did not Israel know what to do? They knew. He trained them. He showed them. They refused to do it. The church is refusing to do it. The worldly church is refusing to do it. Instead, teaching the doctrines of men. Men who didn't want to be like Israel. Men who wanted to point fingers and said, look at those dirty Jews. men who despise the people of the Most High, who wanted to steal our Elohim and do what they wanted to do. And then they come up with their own doctrine to keep from having to obey the Most High. To do what they want to do. So we rest in Messiah. He is our Sabbath rest. And their explanation of that is we're resting from the labors of trying to be righteous, from trying to have to keep all the laws that the Most High gave Israel. The Most High says, told Israel, if you do these things, it gives you life. It is good for you. So no, we don't want to do that. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 2. The book of Romans, chapter 2. Start in verse 6. Because this is where you're at, church, worldly church. All those who don't believe that they have to keep the statutes, the laws, the commandments of the Most High. All those who really don't want to know what Israel knew. Who won't even ask yourself the question, what did Israel know? Because Paul told you, did not Israel know? But they walked in unbelief. And you want to say the unbelief that Israel walked in is that they didn't walk in faith of keeping the laws? But you don't keep the laws? You actually teach against keeping the laws? The commandments of the Most High? His statutes, his judgments? This is where you're at, Romans chapter 2 and verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? He's not changing. To them who, by patient continuance and well-doing, well-doing is keeping the statutes, the laws, and the commandments, the judgments, and the ordinances of the Most High. That is well-doing. Seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious, and this is where all those churches, worldly pastors, worldly saints, that don't want to keep the commandments of the Most High, that don't want to keep his judgments, that don't want to keep his ordinances, that don't want to keep his laws, you are contentious. And do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil. When you say that you don't have to keep the law of the Most High, you're not up under the law, you're resting in Messiah. And Messiah is looking at you saying, you ain't resting in me. I died to pay for your sins, and now you're saying that you got a license to sin. That whatever you do is not going to be counted against you because you're in me. And you stop laboring to be righteous. You stop laboring to do right. You say that you love me, but you don't do what I say do. You say that you love your brother, but really, what you really fight about is we don't want our women to have abortions. But once they're here, it's open game. So don't kill them while they're in the womb. Let us kill them after they come out. Treat them well in the womb, but once they come out, we don't care if they eat right. We don't care if they have what they need to get by every day. We don't care and love for them the way that we ought to because we're just evil. We're evil like that. We're wicked like that. We just want to make it a point of contention because really we don't give a damn about them in the womb either. But we want to make ourselves to look right in some kind of way. But we're not obeying your commandments. We're not obeying your laws. We obey unrighteousness. Just a second. All right, thank you. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil. Of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. Israel first, and of the Gentiles that do it. Did not Israel know? And then you see Israel get broken off. And you're going to turn around and come up with these doctrines and these doctrines of men that tell you that you can do and get away with the very thing that Israel got fired for, that Israel got scattered for, disobedience to the Most High. Not keeping his commandments, not keeping his laws, not keeping his statutes, his judgments, and his ordinances. Making their own righteousness above the righteousness of the Most High. And you're going to hide in and say that your rest is in Messiah from having to keep the laws of the Most High. Your rest is in Messiah. And having to not to keep the statutes of the Most High, his commandments, his laws, his ordinances, even to the very thing that he said for you to remember, his Sabbath. Oh, no, we don't have to keep that. Messiah is our Sabbath rest. No, he's not. That is a doctrine of men. Messiah is your rest from doing wickedness. Not lawfulness, wickedness. That's what he's your rest from. That's what he's your savior from. Your sin, wickedness. And you have so twisted this thing that you don't have to obey his laws. You don't have to obey his voice. You just say that you obey. And the very things that he tells you to do, even the very day that he says to honor him in, you dishonor him. Verse 10. But glory and honor and peace to every man that works good. That does righteousness, that keeps his laws, that obeys his voice, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. So Israel that comes into faith, comes out of unbelief, in that the Most High really does do what he says he's going to do. You didn't believe I was scattered, you did you? I scattered you behind, didn't I? I told you I would cause you to forget who you are as a people, and I caused you to forget, didn't I? And I made you the tail and not the head, like I told you I would, didn't I? And you're chased by your enemy seven ways. No matter where you go, you're low man on the totem pole. I told you I would do that to you, didn't I? And now we got the body of Messiah, supposedly, disobeying the head of the body, saying that they rest in him. So the head does right, but the rest of the body doing what the heck it wants to do. See how conflicted that is? Conflicted. The head observes Sabbath. The rest of his body out playing football or soccer or baseball or golf, washing the car, painting the house, not honoring the Most High. See how conflicted that is? You're not resting in him. You're dishonoring him. You just got to be something. Imagine your head said do one thing and your body was doing something else. Your head said rest and your body up doing the boogaloo, the mashed potatoes, doing what it wants to do, being in disobedience to your head. So to the church, the worldly church, thus saith Yah Elohim, Messiah is not your rest from your labors of keeping the law, but your rest from your labors of being disobedient. When you come into Messiah, you must stop being disobedient to the Most High and his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgments. Did not Israel know and get punished? How is it that you still don't know? You need to repent. You need to turn from your wicked ways. You need to get away from the doctrines of men and turn back toward this book and do what thus saith Yah Elohim. It's not a new thing that the Most High said, take care of your brother. It's not a new thing that the Most High said, love him. That's not the only two things that he said, and those are the only two things you want to rest in. Let's get this verse. I didn't get it. Then we're going to pray out. Give me a hot second. Go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 22. I need to make sure I put these in here. So I'm sure I'll do this precept again. The book of Matthew, chapter 22, we're going to get verses 34 through 40. Matthew, chapter 22, starting in verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? What's the greatest commandment in the law is what he's trying to say. Yeshua said unto him, Thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, liken unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. There's no one single commandment that says, love the Most High with all your soul, all your heart, and with all your mind. That is a combination of commandments. And there's no one single commandment that says love your neighbor as yourself. But if you combined all those commandments, that's how they summarize. But then Messiah made sure that they understood. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All the law and the prophets are based upon loving the Most High and loving your neighbor. How to deal with the Most High and how to deal with your neighbor. And you got to do it the way he says do it. He don't give you the opportunity. He doesn't give you the choice to make it up yourself. He tells you how to do it in his commandments, his statutes, his ordinances, and his judgments, his laws. Oh, no, we'll just make it up because we don't want to do those. But we'll love you how we want to love you. We'll take care of our fellow man how we want to take care of him. The Most High says, "Oh, hell you won't. Because I've given you my standard. I told Israel, and Israel knows. I don't play when it comes to me. I will be sanctified. You will treat me the way that I say treat me, or you will die." Did not Israel know? But you don't want to know what Israel knew. We don't even have to read the Old Testament. All we got to do is read the New. And we're good. What you are is good and dead. And don't know it. You are yet in your sins. And don't know it. Dead in trespasses and sin. Saying that you have life. That's a bad place to be. It's a terrible place to be. Dead in trespasses and sin and don't know it. Believing that you're in Messiah and you aren't. Believing that you rest from keeping the law and the goodness of the law. The things that Israel was told that gives them life, Paul told you, did not Israel know? And here you are doing the same thing that Israel did and pointing fingers at Israel. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah. Father, I pray that anyone that hears this, that they hear what the Spirit says. That the church needs to come back, needs to come and obey your voice. Keep your commandments. The church needs to find out what did Israel know that they didn't do. And do it. That they might have life and not death. that they would not walk in deception, in unbelief. As many as you should allow to hear this, Father, I pray that you allow them to hear it and to understand it and to perceive it and to see it. Because there are so many that are lost, Father, who are following the doctrine of men rather than your word. That want to point the finger at your people and say, look how disobedient they were. And won't look at, in the mirror at themselves and see how disobedient they are. Being self-righteous. Only them that's declaring themselves to be good, because your word does not declare them to be good. Your word does not declare that they are doing righteous works, because they are walking in unrighteousness. They are walking unlawful. Father, for your glory, you know who you want and who you don't want, Father. And I thank you for allowing me to see this truth, Father, that I might tell them to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, to come back and to keep your laws, your statutes, your commandments, and your judgments, that they might have a right to seek you, that they might have a right to inquire of you as a people that have done righteousness. But this is not only to those churches, Father, it's to anybody, Hebrew or Gentile. That they would hear your voice and walk in your righteousness. That you would hear their prayers and their supplications. That they would receive life and not death. These things I pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Since that was like a word in ad hoc, had to be obedient to the Most High. Perhaps they'll allow me to do those things that I was studying to, I initially started off studying. Maybe I'll do those in the morning. Maybe it's going to be back down that path. We have to study this thing. As I said, I can't just present it any kind of way. It's got to come from him. It's got to be interpreted by him. And it's got to be, have his truth in it. But this is a word from the Most High. Stop believing the doctrines of men. He has given you the clues in the scriptures. All you have to do is look at the clues and go find out what you need to do. Look and see what ancient Israel did not do. Look and see what they were told. That's what they knew. They knew that you couldn't serve the Most High in unrighteousness and remain his. They knew that if you disobeyed, it would bring you death, literally. So he has appointed that day. And that day is approaching very quickly. That he's going to judge the world. You do not want to be caught outside the Ark of the Covenant. You do not want to be caught living your life by the doctrines of men and not the word of the Most High. With that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. fear Elohim and keep his commandments. Shalom, family. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. Peace and blessings.
Forever, sing his praise, which dwelleth.